There you go, that's Hard Fire with Living for the Weekend. That's like our theme tune, almost.
Yeah, yeah. Is it? Do we always play it at the beginning of the show?
I don't know.
Hello, listeners, this is Adam and Joe. We're here with you on XFM London's 104.9. Until 3 o'clock, 2 hours of fun, laughter, and good, great music. Good, great music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Terms and conditions apply.
Plus, stay tuned this week because we've got 4 copies of Nathan Barley to give away on DVD. And what a beautiful DVD it is.
Have you inspected the DVD
yet? I have. I bought it. It's so lovelily designed.
Yeah. The booklet inside, which is a kind of parody of Banksy.
Banksy, yeah. Yeah. The subversive graffiti artist.
That's worth, you know, that's worth 15 quid on
its
own.
I bought it. I was reading it on the tube and there was a guy sitting next to me. I was reading the little fake Banksy booklet.
Yeah.
And he couldn't help but look at it over my shoulder. And he actually tutted at some of it. Because some of it's quite parodic,
yeah,
and satirical of sensitive events, like, for instance, the terrible tragedy of 9/11 is satirized. How do you say that?
Satirized?
Satirized, thank you, in it. He was tutting. He didn't understand! It was a joke!
It was blowing
what
his
an
mind.
Idiot.
It was a double mind-blowing
he's an idiot.
Situation.
It's well weapon.
You know, I went
That's
into...
one of the things they say, isn't
I it? Went to Hoxton the other day for the first time in quite a while. And Nathan Barley doesn't get close to how stupid it is.
Really?
Yeah. People are literally wearing, like, carnival costumes.
Well, that, you know, that leads me into a... I've got quite a good idea for a texter this week.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to give it away yet, but it's sort of connected to that sort of thing.
Keep talking. I just took a bite of apple.
Well done. We've got great music coming up in the first hour. Gorillaz, Baby Shambles. What are we playing by the Gorillaz? Because I've heard Clint Eastwood, right? I said that very poshly, didn't I?
I've heard Clint Eastwood.
I've heard it twice already this morning. Everybody's playing it.
Really?
With the chorus of kids, you know?
Clint Eastwood was the first single off the first album, wasn't it?
Maybe they misannounced it on Ministry of Madness then this morning.
I don't know what's going on.
I don't know what's going on.
We're playing Feel Good Incorporated, which was the other one. Anyway, that's still to come. We've got some Radiohead. We've got some interesting non-playlist nuggets for
free
you
plays.
As well. A couple of free plays. But anyway, let's play some more music now. This is Maximo Park with Apply Some Pressure. Yeah, that's Maximo Park. And Apply Some Pressure.
Yeah, so okay.
Your favourite band and number one, Joe Cornish.
Arctic Monkeys, that's right.
The Monkeys, they went straight in there.
Hang on a second, before we get onto that, I'm going to read some, because that was Apply Some Pressure by Maximo Park, and just to prove that we know about the music we're playing, I'm just going to read some stuff about Maximo Park. Adam, you're going to fill in the blanks.
Okay.
It's a reissued single that was taken from the Newcastle Quintet's Mercury-nominated debut album called...
Bunny Fondles.
Bunny Fondles. Nearly. Oh. Produced by...
Nikki Sticks.
Nikki Sticks, correct, who also produced Block Party and the Future Heads.
Oh, wicked.
Originally released in...
Oh, 1852.
Correct.
Brilliant.
Never let it be said that we don't know the music we're playing. This is Adam and Joe on XFM. Of course, at the very end of the show, just coming up to three, we've got Dizzy's in the Dock. This week it's going to be a John Hughes special.
Yeah.
The famous 80s teen movie maker. We're going to be playing off a couple of songs associated with John Hughes movies. We're not going for the obvious ones.
What are the obvious ones?
St. Elmo's Fire. Don't You Forget About Me.
It's St. Elmo's Fire, John Hughes.
No, it's Joel Shoemaker, but it's got the Brat Pack.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's sort of loosely connected, isn't it?
Is that your criteria
Pretty
sound a bit woolly?
Yeah, but apparently you've got quite a woolly connected mind, right?
No, it is featured in a John Hughes film, but not it's a version
St.
of
St. Elmo's Fire might as well have been a John Hughes film.
I know what you mean. It's Brat Pack, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
He was the man who spawned the pack.
Yeah. And, of course, everyone who gets on the show will win a copy of the You, Me and Everyone We Know original soundtrack. That's supposed to be a terribly good film.
Is it?
Yes.
What is it? What's it about?
It's about families, life, love, etc., etc. Kids.
Is it on DVD?
It may be on DVD. Not on British DVD, but it is on American DVD.
Right.
Anyway, we're up to our arse in prizes. Today.
I don't know if you can say that.
Just did.
You have to say ass if you're going to say
ass. We're up to our ass.
Yeah.
That's not meant very many prizes. It's only halfway up the body.
That's a pretty good lot of prizes, though, I think.
Yeah.
So, we're gonna give some of those away very shortly when we play Celebrity Regression Therapy.
Yeah.
I think it's a middling to easy one this week.
Right.
Not as easy as last time, but...
And I suppose the prize will be a copy of Nathan Barley.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bit of barley. Some delicious barley. But let's play some more music. I want to tell you about my exciting, I've got some shame dropping to do.
Cool.
It's like name dropping mixed in with shame.
Right, what, you've embarrassed yourself in front of someone famous?
Yeah.
I tell you what, I've got an amazing story to tell you.
Have you?
About someone I met during the week, yeah.
Wow.
You'd genuinely be amazed. It's someone we've wanted to meet since we were kids.
I wonder if it was the same. I met someone cool this week as well.
But you know what? I don't want to tell you on the radio.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because this person is very publicity shy and private. So I might tell you during a song.
Okay.
And then after the song, we can come back for your reaction.
I'm going to play...
Are you ready for the story?
Yeah. I'm going to play Gorillaz.
Okay, so I went into the cinema store, okay?
Yeah.
I went downstairs.
So then you went back to his house?
No, I didn't go back to his house. I would have loved to have gone back to his house.
Right.
I couldn't believe it.
Wow.
If I'd known who he was when I was actually looking at him, I probably would have wrestled him to the ground and taken him for my own.
Did he look like his dad?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's probably why he doesn't want people to, like, know who he is and everything.
Well, exactly. I've got great respect for him, and out of respect for him, I'm not gonna say who he is on the radio.
No. Well, that'll be sort of frustrating for people listening, I would imagine.
But that was a good story, wasn't it, Adam?
That was a good story, man. Yeah.
Wow.
If only we could tell...
The listeners.
Yeah.
Who I met.
Listen, I'll tell a story to make up for it, with some name-dropping in it, okay?
Yeah.
But as I say, this is more of a shame-dropping story, because... I'm still having little shivers of embarrassment about how I behaved. Basically, I went to the NFT on Thursday, I think.
To the London Film Festival.
It was a thing called Antenna, where they show pop videos.
Mm.
And, in fact, there was a lot of XFM people there, because it's sponsored by XFM, isn't it? There you go, Lila's nodding. And who's the DJ who sometimes comes on after us? Lady DJ?
Marsha,
there you go. Marsha was there. And there were lots of nice XFM people there, whose names I couldn't remember.
Lady DJ Marsha.
I was trying not to say anything filthy.
She's a DJ. Well, she's a woman. She's a lady DJ.
Are there any woman DJs?
She sort of scratches in the nude.
She doesn't.
She does what?
She scratches in the nude.
Okay.
Anyway, so I went to this thing, and it was really good, and our friend Garth Jennings was the special guest that week, and they show all these groovy pop videos. Garth showed a few of his.
Where's our name? Do we not have a name-dropping sound effect? We used to have a name-dropping sound effect, didn't we? Because we don't half do it enough.
Yeah, we really do.
Might as well make some sort of ironic distance.
All I've got is a machine gun.
That'll do. That's what people probably want to do to you.
Okay.
Or me, when they hear us name-dropping.
So, yeah, our friend Garth Jennings was there. And, I can't do that
good.
The whole way. He was giving a talk about his videos, and his special surprise guest was...
No!
Spike Jonze.
No!
So Spike Jonze was there. Spike Jonze, of course, a very well-known pop video director and also film director.
Also directs films. Some of them with women.
Adaptation.
In them.
And the other one being John Malkovich, all those films.
Yeah.
So anyway, we all went to a party afterwards, after the show, and to this club night at Ronnie's Raymond Review Bar. It's called something like, give me more or more.
Too much,
yeah. It was too much. It was mental. It was like something out of the 60s. And Julian Barrett was there.
Oh, I can't. He plays Nathan Barley in Nathan Barley.
Yeah, that's right.
Hang on. So it's you, Garth Jennings, Julian Barrett, Spike Jonze.
Benny Wong.
Did you accuse Spike Jonze of what was he supposed to have done? Stolen something off us.
No.
Wasn't he?
Oh, what was it?
He nicked something off us, someone once said. Anyway, keep talking. Keep going with the anecdote.
Anyway, we got on very well, and Spike said, come on, let's do some dancing. So we started dancing on the dance
floor. Was he doing his special dancing from that Fatboy Slim video?
It was pretty much like that, because you see, I was in a video for that Garth directed.
Sure you didn't dream this?
No, I'm positive I didn't dream. It's possible, but
I don't think I passed out halfway.
Because I did a stupid dancing video for the Wannadies one time.
Mm.
And so we were having like a stupid dance-off on the Raymond Review Bar dance floor. It was amazing, and I was really going for it. Because
they're like a crowd watching and applauding.
No, they were just, everyone was more or less distracted.
I guess Spike Jonze doesn't really get recognised.
No, not at all.
No.
And people I introduced him to were very surprised to figure out who he was, because he's very unassuming, nice chap.
In fact, you could do a Stanley Kubrick thing and go around London pretending you were Spike Jonze quite easily, actually.
That's quite a good idea.
Yeah.
He was a very smart, smartly dressed young man, and totally unassuming. But, no, I was going totally insane on the dance floor, and I'm still...
Well, you don't get out much, do you?
No.
What with little kiddies?
Yeah.
And it's been exciting for
you. I'd had some tequilas, and I was really showing off.
Really?
Yeah.
What, showing off what?
I don't know! I don't know, because I didn't have anything to show. I was just overdoing everything. Do you know what I mean? Because I was overexcited.
Yeah, you don't get out much, as I said before.
I was really overexcited. And then I thought I'd had my coat stolen with my wallet in it and my keys and everything. I turned round and it was gone. And so I started to freak out because I just couldn't face all the reorganization hassle that it was going to entail. And I started running around the place and sort of shouting at people and saying, who do I talk to? My coat's gone. It's been stolen. I can't believe this is outrageous. And I started kicking walls.
What?
And thumping the walls with my hand.
Had you taken something?
My fist. I'd taken a lot of tequila.
Had you?
Yeah, it's not good for you, that
and
stuff.
Was Spike Jonze witnessing this?
Yeah, he was.
You've blotted your copybook.
He didn't mind. He was laughing.
He's not going to work with you.
Because he's one of the jackass people, so he was doing
things
like...
Of course, he loves it.
He loves it.
He is going to work with you.
He got into it and he started slapping me.
Oh, affectionately.
Yeah, but hard, very hard.
Really?
Yeah.
You loved it. You love being beaten up by famous people.
I really did.
Nothing you like more than being hurt by a celebrity.
I know. So, is that enough shame dropping now?
Is there a permanent scar?
I've got a bruise on my hand.
A Spike Jonze bruise.
Yeah, I'm going to keep it. I'm going to renew it.
Yeah, exactly.
Every time it runs out.
Wow.
Okay, well, listen,
man, we better play some music just to decompress from all that name-dropping. It's made me feel slightly sick.
Yeah, same here.
That was The Baby Shambles with Albion.
The third single taken from the band's forthcoming debut album, Down in Albion, which is out on November the 14th. The album was produced by The Clash's Mick Jonze. Music Info.
Thanks very much, Music Info Man. We'll
That's
be back.
A pleasure.
Very shortly.
Bye.
XFM. Love music. Love music. Love XFM.
That's brand new music here on XFM, Walk Away from Franz Ferdinand. Mum says it's magical.
What's that?
It's the Disneyland advert, isn't
it? Oh, yeah.
Mum says it's magical.
I love that song, though. That's amazing. You know, their new album is much better in my book than their first one, I think.
Mum says it's magical.
Yeah, well, she's right. It's really, really good. Mm. I mean, I like the first Franz Ferdinand album, but this one's a smash.
Is it celebrity regression time?
Yeah, I think it is. It's it's competition time.
Competition time. You could win a DVD or tickets to a show. You just never know. So sharpen up your brain and get ready to play.
Yes, it's celebrity regression time. The number is 0871-222-1049. I should remind you that you can also text us on 83XFM or email us adamandjoe@xfm.co.uk.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's A-N-D, not an ampersand.
No. Why would you put an ampersand?
Jeepers.
Christ.
So, but... you enter this competition by using the telephone, 0871-222-1049. You can win a copy of the fantastic Nathan Barley DVD, Chris Morris's exciting show, if you can guess what celebrity's brain I am going to regress Adam into and what films he is witnessing.
Don't be put off by the accents, because there's no telling what kind of accent the regression will...
That's a side effect of hypnotic regression.
Yeah, it's not an accurate accent of the person I'm being regressed into.
That is scientifically true.
Yeah.
So, okay, if you'd like to ring the regression bell.
Okay.
And an atmosphere of calm and relaxation descends over the studio and over the homes, cars, and ears of our listeners. Deep breaths expanding the stomach. Exhaling through the mouth, in through the nose.
Out. What? Out through the mouth, in through the nose at the same time?
Yep. And relax, and close your eyes, and drift back. Empty your mind of the two thoughts. Yes, and that one. And now drift back into the light of a star. The glimmering, shimmering beam of celebrity of a famous person. Occupy their head. Enter one of their films, and now, Adam, wake up. Tell us what you see.
I'm in a big room with cars in it.
It's a big room with cars. It's a car shop. I run the car shop, and I got a big jacket and a hat because it's cold outside. It's real cold. And I'm a loser. I'm an uptight loser, and you better get used to it because that's mainly what I do. It's my specialism. And at first, it seems like I might be a fun loser, but then it turns out I'm more of a creepy loser, and your sympathies get all flipped around, and that's what's clever about it. And I got a hat with flaps that come down over my ears because it's cold outside, and it's a car. I got a car shop. And it's a car shop.
Okay, just breathe. So that's the first film. Remember, 0871-222-1049. DVD of Nathan Barley. Up for grabs. Let's regress, Adam, into the second film. Wake up. Tell us what you can see.
Oh, I'm at a party. It's a by a pool. It's the 70s, and I'm uptight again. It's a pool party, and it's in L.A., but it's not the TV show L.A. Pool Party, but it's similar, because there's a lot of nearly naked people at the party, and some of them are naked, and they're naked, and they're playing with each other, and my wife's over there, and what's she doing? Oh, that isn't good. That's not good. That's making me uptight. I'm getting uptight. You might think I'm a funny loser man whose wife is over there, and she shouldn't be doing that, but I'm like a coiled up clock or something, and sooner or later I'm gonna go off like a clock, and then you're gonna wake up like a clock, and I'm
calling. Relax. 0871-222-1049. If you know what star Adam is occupying and the films, here's our third and final film. Wake up, tell us what you can see.
Oh, I'm in an office now, and it's a school in a school office, and it's the 60s, and I'm uptight, and I got a crew cut and glasses because I'm uptight, and things have to be done by the book or I'm going to blow my stack right off, and I'm upset with the new teacher because he's not doing things by the book. The other day, for example, I went into the classroom there. He was playing newfangled music to the kids. For example, Fats Domino and Louie Louie, that song, and that's not acceptable. I believe that music should be mainly old-fangled because I'm uptight and I got a crew cut and I want to keep all the fangling old, you understand me, because I'm uptight that way. And if that new teacher thinks he's going to get promoted, he's got another thing coming because of the fangling, and I don't appreciate that, the new fangled.
Just breathe. Okay, listeners, please help save Adam from his celebrity regression. He's going to remain in the head and the films of this star until someone calls 0871-222-1049. Correctly identifies the star and the films, and we'll give them a Nathan Barley DVD. Please call now! Amazona by Roxy Music, a free play here on the Adam and Joe Radio Show on XFM London's 104.9. You join us in the middle of celebrity regression. Adam has been hypnotically regressed into the mind and movies of a film star. And we've got Sam on the line who thinks she knows who he is. Sam, if you could keep your... What? Oh, he's a man. Sorry, Sam. Oh, we got Sam on the line who thinks he knows who Adam has been regressed into. Hello, Sam.
Hello.
Sorry to question your masculinity.
Yeah, I'm pretty disappointed, really.
Yeah, are you a very hairy man?
Not particularly, average,
do you,
really.
Do you like football, sport, violence, beer, that sort of thing?
Well, half of those things,
Don't think you are a man, then? I think you're a woman, and I was right. So, if you'd like to keep your voice down, Sam, because Adam is obviously regressed, it's a very dangerous, clinically dangerous situation to be in, what I'd like you to do... We're going to be quite ruthless. We want you to name the star and all three films. If you get all four things right, he will wake up. You will have won the Barley.
Okay.
If you get it wrong, you may damage him forever. Are you prepared to take that responsibility, Sam?
I'll give it a go.
Okay, so let's hear your answers, Sam. Tell us now.
I think the actor is William H. Macy. Mm. And the three films are Boogie Nights, Fargo, and Pleasantville.
I'm doing what they do in all game shows now. I'm leaving a very, very long pause because it's exciting, isn't it? They even do it on Hot Tub Ranking on Channel 5. Very late. This is a very long pause, though. Longer than they do on telly, making this quiz more successful. Sam, are you all right? Have you died?
Yeah.
What are you doing? What, moving Lego blocks around?
Yes.
Are you making some
Lego blocks?
Are you really?
Not really.
Oh, that's a shame. I'm afraid you're wrong on one of those.
One of those?
Yeah, you're correct on Fargo, you're correct on Boogie Nights, you're correct on Macy, but you're wrong on... What did you think it was?
I thought it was Pleasantville.
Wrong. Wrong. Oh. Wrong, wrong, wrong. Bad luck. Shall we give him a Nathan Barley DVD anyway, Adam, in your regress state? Do you think we should give him one?
Yeah.
Yes, because he's the ninth man. Would you like that, Sam? Are you a Nathan Barley fan?
It was okay.
It was okay? Well, you can't have it.
Well, I like it anyway, you know?
Well, you can have it.
Thank you very much.
Wow, we're really running hot and cold today. Well done, Sam. Thank you very much for calling. Bad luck getting one component wrong. Abby. Is it Abby?
Yes, it's Abby.
Are you there?
Do
you
live I'm
in,
here.
Do you live in Westminster?
Abby.
Hello.
Hello.
Are you there, Abby? So just tell us your guess. If you'd like to say the name of the actor in the three films, once again, if you get it right, you'll win an amazing prize. Adam will wake up. If you get it wrong, he'll be regressed forever.
Westminster Abbey.
Come on,
I've
Abby.
I've never heard that one before.
Tell us. No, well, that's why I cracked it. Cracked it.
It's William H. Macy.
Yep.
Fargo, Boogie Nights, and Mr. Holland's Opus.
Yes!
Oh, I'm fully awake now. I've come out of my stupor because that's absolutely correct, yeah.
Abby, have you seen Mr. Holland's Opus?
I have seen bits of it.
Bits of it. Adam, have you seen it?
Yeah, man, I saw it the other day.
I think we're the only three people in the world who've seen Mr. Holland's Opus.
It's sort of an extraordinary epic.
It's a strange film.
There's good things about it. But it's a weird one. He's got a,
Can we take the regression music off?
Oh,
it's
yeah.
making me feel dizzy.
Okay. There we go.
Well done, Abby.
Awake.
Thank you.
Thank you, Abby. Congratulations, and we are going to send you a copy of Nathan Barley. Yeah. Are you excited about that?
I'm very excited.
There you go. That's the correct response. Thank you very much for phoning in. And thanks a lot, too, to Sam as well.
Yeah, and I'm sorry about that joke, Abby.
Oh, that was a pretty good joke, I think.
I don't know. I'm just ashamed. I feel dirty.
Do you get any others on a regular basis, Abby?
Abbey National, yeah.
Hey. I think Westminster Abbey's better than Abbey National.
Oh, I get them both as regularly.
Any Abbey Titmus comments?
No, I've been quite lucky there.
Okay. Well, you got one today.
Yeah.
Lucky lady.
thanks for calling and thanks for calling.
Listening, Abby.
This is Adam and Joe on XFM. We'll be back after these messages.
XFM. XFM. This is XFM.
So much good music this week on the Adam and Joe radio show here on XFM. That was Block Party with Two More Years. Very enjoyable it was too.
You know, we frequently get texts and emails, I'm pleased to say, asking why, you know, this show
why we're
isn't,
here.
Why we're here. But no, asking why the show isn't done as a podcast.
Right.
And isn't stored on the website. We don't know.
That is, I can confirm, that's being investigated. And
it's being investigated by the police, the head of XFM is going to be arrested.
Very soon.
There we go. So that's exciting news, isn't it?
As soon as we become immortalised, though,
we'll
just have nothing to say. I'm just saying, as soon as it's
as soon as it's podcast, then the show will be dreadful.
Yeah, because these are our glory years right now. Yeah. We're right on top of our game.
Are we?
Yeah, I am.
Wow. Really?
No, we both are, man.
Okay, so, listen, it's the last few minutes of the first hour of the show. I just like people to know exactly where they are within the programme.
Good, yeah.
Just to orientate themselves. We're going to have a text competition where you can win more Nathan Barley's just after the top of the hour. And then, of course, it's Ditties in the Dock at the end of the show, and it's a John Hughes-connected playoff special.
Yeah.
We're not going to reveal the tracks, obviously, till the end. I'm just talking rubbish, because you're going to say something good now.
Oh, right. Go. You know what? I'm not going to do any more name-dropping, because obviously I'm still feeling slightly queasy after that explosion of name-dropping at the beginning of the show. But I do want to say something I want to relate to you another little anecdote from that same evening.
Okay, okay.
Which was just something that made me despair about ladies, women in general, modern women, Lila. So, you're a modern woman. Would you do this? Would you say this? When I was going to take my seat at this evening at the NFT, and there was a lot of... It was an evening called Antenna, where they show lots of pop videos and stuff, and so there was a lot of people who looked a bit like me, of the same sort of age, white males wandering around, a lot of them with beards and backpacks and baseball caps, that kind of thing. And, you know, that's the kind of person that's interested in pop videos, I guess. But anyway, I was taking my seat and I had to go get past this woman, fairly nondescript looking woman, sat in her seat, and she just looked at me with disdain and said, "Oh, look, a man with a beard. What a surprise at one of these things." I just thought, and I sort of took it in for a second. And
did she say that to you?
Yeah, she said it as I, like, to
not
me
to
as
her
I was,
friend.
No, so it was sort of to her friend, but looking at me, and it was, you know.
Maybe she, what sort of fancied you? That's the usual twisted logic in a situation like that.
Well, I said, you know, I thought about this for a second. I was like, that was just rude, wasn't it? There's no positive way of looking at that. So I just said to her, "What an extraordinary thing to say." And she said, "Well, it's okay, I'd still snog you."
She did fancy you, there you go.
What's that? When did women become like that? Well, like a man, not even in the 70s, a stupid man would never even say that without shame. You don't say things like that to other people, human beings. And women are supposed to be better than men, I thought.
Is that meant to be some weird, like, reverse psychology?
I don't know what
even
it was.
Funny, what she said.
I think it sounds sexy. I think the whole thing sounds very sexy.
You know,
sexually charged.
The thing is, I wouldn't be telling you this story if she was really attractive.
No.
Because it would have been quite flattering. But she wasn't that attractive. I just thought, what? I hate you. And I sat down and I just felt totally belittled and marginalised by this woman. Like being treated like a piece of dirt. Mm. I wouldn't talk to someone like that, would you?
Don't know. I hadn't thought about it. I might.
Well,
what would be the equivalent thing to say to a woman?
Oh, look. Yeah, look at you. Look at your knockers.
What
They're
do
perky.
Women all have these days? I don't know. What? Breasts? Oh, look.
That just
look
like
breasts.
Oh, look at you. A short skirt. I bet you think that's cool or something. I don't know. I'm not doing a good job at encompassing the outrage.
Well, that's disgusting and sickening.
Yeah, I just thought I'd mention it. I just, you know, maybe I'm, am I overreacting here?
I don't know.
Okay.
I really don't know what to say.
Well, I'm going to play some music to lift my spirits. And this is the White Stripes. That's the White Stripes with "Girl, You Have No Faith in Medicine." This is Adam and John, XFM. We'll be right back.
XFM. 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 Love music. Love XFM. That's the Kaiser Chiefs with "The Modern Way." Exciting music for young people here on XFM, the pop station.
It's not a pop station. We never play any pop.
It's all pop, Joe. It's all pop.
It's all young people's pop music.
Hummable, tuneful, fun pop.
Yeah. So it's time for our text competition. And this week, you can win... how many... we've got two Nathan Barleys left. So we'll give away a couple of Nathan Barleys. I'd like people to text in 83XFM and suggest stuff that when we look back on it will be terribly dated.
Kind of little freaks of fashion.
Yeah, for instance, things that, I mean, it's almost that, and it's also things that, you know, you think are stupid and should go, basically. For a start, trousers down beneath the bum.
Yeah, well, that is ludicrous.
Now, that's quite an obvious one,
yeah.
But obviously when you look at a video of yourself, if you wear your trousers below your bum and shoot some home video, in the future, like 10, 20 years' time, you'll look at that video and you'll think, what an idiot.
Yeah.
How could I have done that? It seemed so cool at the time, but now I just look like a proc.
What's a proc?
A prack. I don't know, it's a less rude way of saying the ruder word.
A crunt.
Yeah. Okay. Casual homophobia.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's time for that to go. It's time for people to stop using the word gay as a generally negative epithet.
Well, I think it's...
I think it'll sound like racism in about 10 years, hopefully. You'll be like Jim Davidson.
Yeah, there's a whole kind of school of playground bullying, yep, and homophobia that's, yep, championed by people like Ian Lee, which is...
Yeah, it's acceptable.
Attractive.
Let's face it, we've done it. I do it quite a lot, but
that's
I'm going to try and stop myself.
Yeah.
You know, when people are getting, you know, beaten up and horrible things are happening,
and
it's time for that to stop. And I think in the future, you'll see, like, mainstream movies and stuff with gay jokes in them, and hopefully in the future, you'll shake your head and think, man.
You know what? I saw Moscow on the Hudson the other day with Robert... Robin Williams. And there's a scene in that where he's kissing, you know, because Russian people
like to kiss, like Borat, yes.
And so he sort of kisses a security guard or something and says, "Thank you, my friend, thank you very much." And the security guard walks away and just shakes his head and says something like, "Faggots." You know, and this isn't like a PG film.
Oh, that's 20 years ago, though, isn't it? Moscow and the Hudson?
Yeah, but even 20 years ago, I know.
Well,
wow.
it's still acceptable. I think it should go. I think that'll date us. And the last example is plastic bags.
Plastic bags?
They've got to go.
Well, I agree with you. I ask for no plastic bags when
I'm
shopping.
So do I.
Yeah.
They're ruining the world.
Yeah.
I don't know why any shop that gives out plastic bags should be boycotted.
That's true. I agree with
that. So there's three things that I think in the future, like just little casual things that if you saw them in a film, you'd think, man, that is so noughties.
Yeah.
So text in your suggestions for things that you think should basically become obsolete, things that'll date us. 83XFM is the number, and we'll give a Nathan Barley DVD to our two favourite ones.
So get texting now.
Yes.
Here's Beck. There you go, that's Beck with Girl. This is Adam and Joe on XFM.
Yeah.
Got any suggestions coming
in
there,
Joe? Well, we're going to keep them trickling in. I'm not going to read out any yet. We're asking for you to text in with things that you think are going to look amazingly dated in 10 years. And you know what we're looking for the prize-winning criteria?
Mm.
Is stuff that's not too obvious, basically. Stuff that people are doing, but they don't even realise they're doing it.
That's
Do you
right.
know what I mean? Something that you don't know. I mean, because something like an iPod is quite obvious, because it's obviously today's technology, so it'll date. Someone else has said the Adam and Joe show will date. But, in fact, someone in Stockwell has texted in saying the Adam and Joe show will date, which is a dangerous thing to do, because me and Adam live in Stockwell.
Yeah, that's probably Chewy texting you.
Probably, yeah, our mate Chewy, the actor. But, yeah, we're looking for more, you know, things that we're currently oblivious to. But we'll come back to that in a sec.
I don't think the Adam and Joe show will date anyway.
The telly show?
Yeah, because
The point of it was going to date. We always said it was supposed to date. It's a time capsule.
It's a time capsule.
Yeah.
But it hasn't. The weird thing is that it hasn't dated at all.
Do you ever read that thing in... Do you ever read that thing in Private Eye? I don't know whether anybody out there reads Private Eye, and they've got a little section where, they've got stupid answers people have given on game shows.
Oh, yeah.
One of my favourite ones. There's a really funny one in there this week. I think it's from, I don't know which game show, possibly The Weakest Link or something. But the quiz question is, complete this well-known phrase. Beauty is in the eye of the... Contestant says tiger. That's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah, they're usually from The Weakest Link, aren't they? Mm. Did you just say that?
Mm. Yeah.
Hey, man, can I just ask you, have you seen that advert? I think it's a BT ad, I'm not sure. But it's making a big deal out of the fact that it's going to help to screen out sales calls.
Yeah, with Clarkson, isn't it?
Yeah, it is Clarkson. Because obviously no one enjoys the sales call thing, and it is getting totally out of hand as well.
Yeah. I think I used that service, actually. I used to get loads of sales calls, but I called up BT and got that thing activated. I think it does work.
Well,
it takes a couple of months.
I couldn't figure out how it worked. Can you explain it to me? Because as far as I could glean from the advert, it was just a display that shows you what number is calling you. So if you don't want to answer it, if it's an unfamiliar number, you don't pick up.
Is this a technical inquiry?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't work for BT.
Do you not?
No.
Why are you wearing those headphones?
Call them up during the next song.
Maybe someone could tell me how it works. Maybe
Can't
I'm being ignorant.
Can't just ask listeners to give you technical tips.
I'm just curious, because if it's just the display, because I got one of those a while ago, like a little box that you could put
you
on
who's
your phone.
Calling.
Yeah, that tells you the number, like a mobile does, obviously.
Yeah.
And it's weird that most phones don't come with that same facility.
I almost miss those sales calls, though, because a lot of them are recorded, right, and they're attempting to make them sound as if they're real people calling.
Yeah.
Hello! How you doing? This is Bill. Like that, and if the better they're done, the more they actually convince you that they're a real person. So once or twice I've gone, hello! And then just realised it's a recorded message.
You okay, Bill? You sound weird.
And at one stage I was going to start recording them and bringing them in, but I wasn't allowed.
It's got advertising implications.
Yeah, advertising implications, because that would have been a good sort of thing to do on the show, wouldn't it? The most convincing fake sales call.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Sandra. Well done. You've won a cruise.
What a brilliant idea for a crazy phone wind-up. That could be on Crank Yankers.
Maybe we should start doing phone wind-ups on this show.
Have you seen Crank Yankers?
Yeah, that's an American show where puppets sort of revoice
phone
calls. Yeah,
they do prank phone calls, and then they sort of dramatise them with puppets, don't they?
Yes.
Can't wait to see that. But I was just saying, the display thing, if you get, like, for example, on your mobile, the most exciting call you can get is an unfamiliar number, don't you find?
Yeah.
Because you just think, wow, this is the call I've been waiting for.
A call from the unknown.
From the unknown.
Unknown.
And
unknown.
And you think, definitely, you know, this is the person sort of saying, yeah, hi, this is Barry from the big company, and could you possibly come and work with me in Hawaii for 5 years? I got money for you.
Is that what you think it's going to be?
Yeah.
A big job offer.
Yeah. From Barry and the big company.
Hi, this is Suki. I got your number from your agent. I work for DreamWorks, SKG. We're doing a sequel to Madagascar, and we need a voice for a cheeky bear.
That's right.
And we saw your voiceover on the Gillette advert. We heard it. We thought you'd be perfect for a cheeky bear.
Cheeky bear.
That's the sort of thing.
I'd dream
you'd
of it.
You'd be a great cheeky bear.
I would. I'd be so cheeky.
If Sacha Baron Cohen can be a haughty giraffe, he's or whatever he is, what is he?
He's like king of the ocelots or something.
Madagascar.
He's very funny in it, actually.
Is
he's the best bit about Madagascar.
He's generally very funny.
Which is otherwise a bit of a disappointment. Anyway, let's play more music and then come back and see if we've got any more exciting texts about things that will date.
Yes.
The return of the Ghost Face Killer!
Well, you know, how long has he been away for, the Ghost Face Killer?
About 6 months.
Well, he comes back and all he can say is, the return of the Ghostface Killer! You would have thought of something more interesting to say in his absence, wouldn't you?
No, man, he's busy just...
Try harder, Ghostface Killer. Hasn't he killed anybody?
Really, really roasting.
Just saying it like it is today, Adam.
Ghostface Killer.
Yeah,
that was the Dead 60s, and this is Adam and Joe. We should play some adverts now. Which advert are you hoping to hear in this break, Joe?
Oh, I'm hoping to hear one that will put me off drugs.
Okay, well, let's see what we've got.
Thanks.
XFM. 1 2 1 2 2. This is XFM.
Call. What was that amazing new sound, Adam? I don't understand that sound. It was amazing. It was
imagine your heart is soaring.
My
right
heart
now.
Is soaring, and I'm sweating. I'm confused. I'm very contemporary.
Well, that's a new band. They're called Coldplay.
A cold blue? What?
Coldplay.
Cold plage.
Coldplay.
I cannot even say it, for it is so new.
It's a new album. It's a new type of music. It's called exciting new music.
It's called. Boring. Oh.
Hey.
Brilliant. Coldplay on XFM, the Adam and Joe Show, London's 104.9.
You do something better, Mr. Negative.
Why don't you record an album and marry Gwyneth Paltrow and become very successful? Then you'll be in a position to criticise other people for being really boring.
Exactly, you headphone-wearing
Okay,
lunatic.
So we've had a text competition. The premise was things that will look... incredibly dated in about 10 years that we don't realise will look incredibly dated. And we've had some good entries, Adam Buck, so I'm going to let you judge these.
Go on, then.
I'm going to read them for you. Some of them are good, some of them are bad. I'll read out a selection. First one, someone always texts this in, whatever the text competition, is George Bush.
George Bush.
George Bush.
Oh, dear.
George Bush.
Well, that's...
He's on his way out anyway.
Yeah.
He's going to be had up in court and thrown out.
I mean... I guess he is. Hopefully.
Anyway, that's the silly one. Here we go. Standby buttons. Now, this is a very good point on televisions. Standby buttons.
Oh, yeah.
What are they for? This is from Becca. Just switch it off, says Becca. What's the point of a standby button? What possible function do they have apart from to drain the planet's resources?
That's true, I don't understand.
We become complacent, we've got used to them. What are they for?
When it's on standby, is it using power?
Yes. No, famously it's using power. There have been advertising campaigns to tell you to take stuff off standby so that you don't kill the dolphins.
It's not using as much power.
And ruin the planet for the babies. Yeah, but it's still using quite a lot of power, apparently.
Really? Just to make the little red light go on?
Have you got a telly in your bedroom?
Yeah.
Is it on standby
all night?
No, it's not. No, you see. Well, Becca, I think that's a very sensible idea.
Why, if it was, would it be hurting my brains?
It would be hurting the planet for your children.
Oh, no,
ripping the planet away for your children. Hard-fi. says Jamie in Manchester.
That's not nice. Well, you see, that's it.
XFM will be ashamed for playing Hardfi in 10 years.
Well, we'll be ashamed for doing lots of things, but that's a different sort of thing, isn't it?
He might not be in Manchester. His second name might be Manchester. Not sure. Like Abby's first name was Westminster.
What else?
Blonde wood kitchens with long steel handles. That's quite a good one.
That is a good one.
Yeah. Wallpaper.
Wallpaper?
Apparently it's coming back. It went away. Coming back. It's not such a good one, is it? Kids on the bus playing songs on their mobile phones out loud through the little speakers. That's happened a lot to me in just the last couple of weeks. I was on a train today, last week, going up to Bath, and at least two people, when I walk, you know, you walk along to the buffet,
yeah,
have a little look at everybody, there were at least two sets of people with a little mobile phone on the table and a song playing through the crappy little dinny speakers.
Why would they want to do that? Just to prove that their phone has the capacity to play songs?
Yeah, I don't know. It must be the novelty of that sort of a phone. So that's quite a good one. Richard from Sheen says 2005 calendars. Well
said. Thanks very much, Richard.
Children with mobiles. In the future, we'll seem like smoking babies.
You reckon
so? Says Christian in London.
Well, in the future, they're going to have implants in their foreheads, aren't they, to do all their mobile phone calling.
Well, there is a school of thought that, you know, mobile phones will be seen as like smoking in the future. Because we'll discover that they really do give us massive brain cancers.
Right. Brain cancers?
Yes, brain cancers.
Oh, no, I hate brain cancers.
Might be trendy. You know, there might be so much of it around in 20 years that it might be fashionable to have, you know... that's not very nice,
no,
is it? Really?
No. Take that back.
So, any winners out of that, Adam Buxton?
Well, I guess I'd go for the standby button.
Standby buttons. It won't really date, will it? But it's a very good observation.
Well, this is what we're talking about. It's something that we put up with in the modern world that you'll look back on in a few years and just think, what? Yeah. What was that?
I think, you know, sometimes I wish this was a sort of campaigning show. Because we could campaign about casual homophobia, we could campaign about plastic bags, we could complain about standby buttons.
Well, listen, the casual homophobia thing, you should, was it inspired by that thing in The Sun, or just generally?
No, Adam and I were just looking at The Sun, listeners, and as some of you might know, the actor who played Mr. Sulu in Star Trek has come out in an interview in an American paper, and the British tabloids have seized this, and The Sun's headline is Beam Me Up, Botty.
Beam Me Up, Botty. For God's sake. And then, then underneath, as a sidebar, they've got... Captain's log, yes please, because he's gay.
If you're laughing at that out there, you're sick and dated.
I mean, I don't know.
Lila's laughing.
Sulu of the Enterprise admits he's gay. Captain's log, yes please.
Botty.
It's tough, isn't it? Because there is something funny about that. But you sort of want it to be something between your friends, or, I don't know, or a private thing that really you shouldn't say out loud, because it's wrong. You don't want it to be just a mainstream thing in a newspaper.
Here's another quite good one. Bluetooth spoons on the side of your head. Those things that people wear on their ears.
They are a disgrace. They've got to go.
They'll go, won't they? They'll be really dated.
Because they make it look like
smaller, won't they?
Yeah. It look like a retro version of the future that we're living in, you know what I mean? That's what people thought the future was going to be like. People going around with big, stupid things clamped to their heads. I'm talking to Carol, she's in space, and I've got an...
Thongs is a good one as well. Thongs will go.
Yeah.
A thong sticking up the back of a woman's butt crack, that'll go.
Are you sure that's not a fashion perennial? I want it to be.
Do you really find that sort of thing sexy?
Maybe.
That's revolting.
Well, listen, let's wrap it up because we should give some prizes away.
Absolutely.
And move on.
Well, let's give Becca the copy of Nathan Barley. And I tell you what, we'll hold off on one other copy of Nathan Barley for the deciding vote in Dizzy's in the Dock, which is coming up very soon.
Right. First, another track off the playlist. This is Brendan Benson. I've played this before, but not for a while. I love this one. It's called Tiny Spark. That's Brendan Benson, a track from his first album. Was it his first album, La Palco?
I don't know.
I'm just looking at Lila there. I know she's a Benson fan.
I think it's second, isn't it?
I don't know. Anyway, it's a good song, Tiny Spark. We're going to play some ads, and then we'll be back with...
Diddy's in the Dock!
Diddy's in the Dock!
Hooray!
XFM. Love music. Love music. Love XFM.
It's called Diggers in the Dock, you see, which is kind of like a court theme, a legal theme, but then the music for it is like a Western thing.
It's very clever.
It doesn't...
It's very clever. It's Diggers in the Dock. This is the... Why is my thing going all crackly?
Scratchy.
Maybe no one else can hear it. It Diggers in the Dock, this is the chance for you, our loyal listeners, to vote for the song we play the show out with. Me and Adam are going to pitch you a track. You get to call 0871-222-1049. What's she done?
She pressed
doing
your,
that.
You had your scratch button down.
I pressed my button. 0871-222-1049. All five callers who get on the air will win a copy of the Me, You and Everyone We Know soundtrack CD.
What sort of stuff have we got on there?
It's supposed to be a terrific film. This soundtrack's got stuff by Cody Chestnut and Spiritualized. And basically, you know, it's one of those brilliant soundtracks you can put on at a dinner party and all your friends will think you're a very, very nice person.
Mm.
So, yeah, everyone who gets through gets one of those. And the deciding vote will win a copy of the Nathan Barley DVD. 0871-222-1049. It's a theme, Ditties in the Dock. Our theme this week is John Hughes films, the 80s Brat Pack filmmaker. And I'm going to start, Adam.
Go on, then.
Listeners, I'd like you to vote to hear the theme to Weird Science. Weird Science is the classic John Hughes film where the two teenage nerds create the perfect woman by throwing stuff at their computer and then it all goes wrong.
She's alive!
The title track, Weird Science, was recorded by the band Oingo Boingo. Very interesting band, Oingo Boingo. Basically, the lead singer is Danny Elfman, who became Tim Burton's composer.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and the guitarist actually became Tim Burton's... the guy who orchestrates Tim Burton's music, because Tim Burton can't... no, not Tim Burton. Danny Elfman can't write music. He just hums the song.
Right.
And then his guitarist orchestrates it.
Interesting.
Oingo Boingo formed in the 70s. They split in 95. They're originally a 15-piece band. They also sung the title track to the Rodney Dangerfield movie Back to School. And Bachelor Party, the Tom Hanks movie.
Wow, I'm going to rush out and invest in their back catalogue.
They kind of specialised in party pop for frat boys. And, of course, Danny Elfman also wrote the theme to The Simpsons, Desperate Housewives. The movies Batman and Men in Black. And it's a fantastic song. Adam just sung a bit of it there. It goes, dong, dong, da-dong, dong. Boing! Weird Science, da-dong, dong. It's got just fantastic little boingy noises all through it. It's genuinely really good. If you've seen Weird Science, then you will love Weird Science. Nobody dislikes Weird Science, do they?
I read a bad review for Weird Science the other day. I mean, obviously it's not like an amazing film, but it is enjoyable. It stands
it's
up a bit better than The Breakfast Club.
It's got
Club.
Bill Paxton in it, getting turned into a massive mound of feces, playing Chet. Do you remember Chet?
Sure, it's very good.
And it's got the classic line, she got found very big titties on her.
Yeah.
The girl cannot hold his milk.
It's a brilliant
film. That's what it is.
Anyway, if you want to hear the theme tune to Weird Science, call 0871-222-1049. 0871-222-1049. You won't regret it. Adam, what's your choice?
Well, you're going to be a bit annoyed with this, maybe, but I've got The Beatles.
The Beatles.
And Twist and Shout.
Which is from Ferris Bueller.
Yeah. I mean, they don't play the Beatles version in Ferris Bueller. I'm thinking of the bit in Ferris Bueller where he suddenly starts leading a parade that's going through the middle of the town.
Fantastic sequence, yeah.
Yes, great. And suddenly, it's sort of a weird bit of fantasy, isn't it? It's like a deep, deep fantasy.
I don't think so. I think Ferris is that charismatic.
Yeah, I know. It's real in the film, but it's...
The geeks, the nerds, but it's the weirdos, the freaks, they all love Ferris.
Yeah, yeah. And so he starts just leading this whole parade with this amazing people joining in with a dance routine and majorettes and brass bands, and they're all playing Twist and Shout. Now, there's a few versions of Twist and Shout, obviously. There's the Isley Brothers did a great version. But the Beatles, I think, nailed it better than anyone with this really high-octane, mad version.
You know, I'm a bit disappointed you haven't got the marching band version from Ferris Bueller.
Well, it's just not as good. The Beatles one really knocks everything else into a cocked hat. So that's all I'm going to say on the subject. If you want the Beatles with Twist and Shout, sort of amazingly dynamic, the sun's out, come on, it's a bit of a party record now for your Saturday
boingo,
afternoon.
Boingo, boingo.
0871-222-1049. It's between the Beatles and Oingo
Boingo. With the theme from Weird Science, for God's sake.
You're going to lose, buddy. Now, I'm going to play some Elbow right now while people call in, but I just have to figure out which
Oingo
CD
Boingo
it is.
With the theme tune from Weird Science. Weird Science, what a fantastic film. 0871-222-1049 to vote for Oingo Boingo with the theme to Weird Science.
All the Beatles. All the Beatles.
All the Beatles.
Under some dirty words on a dirty wall.
Hang on,
what
sorry.
Are you doing?
I got all excited and I pressed the wrong button again.
This is what'll happen if people vote for the Beatles. You've just put on something different.
I don't want... I wanna do...
Vote for what you can trust. Vote for someone you can trust.
Here's the... Here's Elbow.
Oingo, oingo.
Yeah. There you go. That's Leaders of the World, Leaders of the Free World by Elbow. This is Adam and Joe on XFM, just about to resolve Ditties in the Dock here this afternoon.
To have the music?
Yeah. Oh, that's better.
So, this week it's a John Hughes-related music playoff. It's the Beatles with Twist and Shout, as performed by the marching band in Ferris Bueller's Day Off, versus Oingo Boingo with a theme from Weird Science. Two marvellous records, I'm sure you'll agree. We've got four callers on the line. Five callers on the line. Okay, let's start with Matthew. Hello, Matthew.
Hi there.
How you doing?
Good, good.
Good.
Okay, Matthew, we don't have much time, so let's make it quick. What are you going to go for, Boingo or Beatles?
Beatles.
Of course. Matthew, thank you very much indeed for your call. Hope you have an enjoyable weekend.
This
Who
isn't
we got next?
Good.
James?
Hello.
How you doing, James?
Sound, you?
Yeah, I'm sound as well. Joe, are you sound?
I think so.
Excellent. James, what are you going to go for?
Beatles.
Come on, of course, it's got to be... Are you a Liverpudlian yourself?
I am, yeah.
There you go. He's biased. We need some Boingos. Some people from Boingo Land. Where is Elfman from? Is he Canadian?
Southern California.
Oh, from California. Anyway, James, thanks a lot for your call. Have a good weekend. It's not looking good for Boingo.
Come on, I know... Well, please.
Are you depressed
now? Hello, Will.
Will?
I'm starting to get slightly depressed. I mean, how many times have we heard Twist and Shout?
It's good, though.
Will, are you there?
Yep.
What are you voting for, mate?
Boingo.
Boingo!
Do you know the track, Will?
Oh, yes. Amino, Kelly LeBrock.
Boingo, what's going on? What's all this Beatles rubbish?
I don't know.
What is going on? Thanks, Will. You're a very clever man, and you'll win that CD. We got Faye next. Hello, Faye.
Hello, Adam or Joe.
This is Joe.
Hi.
Yeah, we're interchangeable.
Hi, Faye. How are you doing?
I'm okay, yeah. I'm okay.
What are you voting for?
I'm let down by both of you for the choices, but I'm all right.
Do what? Say that again.
She feels let down.
Let down.
Why? What were you wanting?
Well, I just a little bit more.
What, from a John Hughes-related track?
Kind of.
What would you have
suggest
gone for?
Something?
Well, anything, really. Anything would have done.
That's you're just trying to make us feel bad, aren't you?
I'll get over it, and I've got to vote, so...
Well, what are you voting for, Faye?
I'm going to go for the Beatles.
Well, that's it, then, isn't it?
Thanks a lot for your call, Faye.
I'm not... Usually, I just ham it up on this thing, but this week, I'm... genuinely disappointed.
You know, I feel bad, because it's
Everyone's got Twist and Shout. It's not even the version from the John Hughes film. I'm going home. I'm not even going to listen to this.
John
Hughes rubbish. No. From my heart and from my head. Oh, why don't yes. people understand my See, industry. This is what you're missing, you fools. Oh, yes. This is music. Bang, 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 bang. That's what you want. That was Twist and Shout. The Beatles. This is music.
But it says that this is 5.5 minutes long on the
What's
CD.
What's wrong with that? We've got 5.5 minutes of the show left.
Oh
listen
my.
To this, listen. Wait till it changes.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the kind of thing that people
Hasn't
think about when they say
yet.
The 80s weren't that good.
Wait till it changes up. Give it a second. Boobs and butts. Oh, yeah. Is it
real? So is that Elfman singing there?
Yes, it is. He's the lead singer.
Wow. Joe, I feel bad about it.
Culturally interesting, you know, it would have expanded the minds of the XFM listeners.
Well, we're kind of listening to
Instead,
it.
Instead, you're just going for comfort food.
Yeah.
Another little hamburger.
It's not really a hamburger. It's a delicious steak.
It's an old stale sandwich.
It's a beautifully done steak.
Boring.
Hey,
Go on, then.
I just give myself a plug, Joe?
Yeah.
I am contributing to a show called The Last Word, which is on More4. I don't know if anyone's been watching More4, but I'm doing like little film reviews as my character Ken Corder. They're very, very funny.
Are you doing that regularly then?
Yeah, I'm doing them every Thursday night. You can see at the end of The Last Word, so around about 11:30 in the evening. If you're still up and watching More4, tune in. Check it out. Anyway, thanks a lot for listening this week. Sorry about all the name dropping. We'll try and be a bit more low-key next time. And thanks for all your calls. And Joe, listen, I'm really sorry about the whole Weird Science thing.
I'm not angry with you, Adam. I'm angry with the listeners.
Okay.
You know, I just think it's disappointing.
Well, here we goes with the disappointment. Here we goes. And we got Justin Lee Collins coming up.
We'll see you next week. Thanks for listening. Goodbye.
Bye. Love you. Bye.